And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 28th of August, 2011. It's the birthday of a science fiction and fantasy author, Jack Vance, born San Francisco, 1916. Author of mystery novels, then gave up that genre in the 1970s. Many science fiction stories. Author of a memoir came out last year, This Is Me, Jack Vance. The author, Michael Chabon, said, Jack Vance is the most painful case of all the writers I love who I feel don't get the credit they deserve. If The Last Castle or The Dragon Masters had the name Italo Calvino on it, or just a foreign name, it would be received as a profound meditation. But because he's Jack Vance, there's this insurmountable barrier. It was on this date, 1961, Motown Records released Please, Mr. Postman by the Marvelettes, which became the record label's first number one record. Marvelettes, a girl group founded by Gladys Horton when she was 15 years old, with other members of the Inkster High School Glee Club. It's the birthday of the poet John Betjeman, born London, 1906. Poet and English poet laureate, wrote a book on architecture, Ghastly Good Taste, who was instrumental in saving the Victorian facade of the St. Pancras railway station from demolition. And so a statue of the poet gazing up in admiration at the architecture now stands in the station at platform level. And it's the birthday of the father of German literature, Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, born in Frankfurt, 1749, who fell in love with a much younger woman, Christiane, lived with her for 18 years, unwed, until some French soldiers broke into their home in Weimar one evening. Goethe was terrified, but Christiane stood her ground, shouting at the soldiers, fending them off, pushing them out, barricading the kitchen. And out of gratitude to her, Goethe finally took her down to church the next day and married her. And in that very same year, 1806, he came out with part one of his great work, Faust, about the brilliant scholar who makes a deal with the devil. Part two came out in 1832, the year of his death. Here's a poem for today by Jill Breckenridge. Pick a prize. August, hot with flies, wasps, fallen sluggish to the sugar, the state fair, everyone eating something or looking to be fed, Pronto Pups, chili dogs, popcorn, cold milk, all you can drink, Central Lutherans, homemade pie. The woman who guesses weight, wearing money apron and brown Oxfords, stands beside scales, taller than the big man who steps forward. For only one paper dollar, she reads his body, pound-wise, says, 260. He steps on her scales at 285. She pats his backside under his belt, which is under a generous roll of fat, says, you must have been hiding something there on me, honey. Pick a prize, any prize. He touches his thinning hair, chooses the battered red and white beer hat from under her ashtrays and embarrassed lavender snakes, then walks away through the dusty music of Calliope, taller, 25 pounds lighter. Pick a Prize, a poem by Jill Breckenridge from The Gravity of Flesh, published by Noden Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, you can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vetter, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.